Good morning, bitches. Are those edibles?
No.
Welcome to this morning's podcast, Saturday, November 10th, 8:18. It's Eric, Demetrius, Ashley. We be talking to that one.
Sibilance.
Yeah.
One, two,
Ashley,
siblings.
You too.
Hello.
They've adjusted some of the processing in here, so.
I think it's just looked different. I don't know what's happening, but it just looks different.
Yeah, they moved some stuff around. The microphones are processed a little differently because when I would always have to keep, like, the microphones weren't level. We all speak at different levels, but it looked like a roller coaster, the levels, the pots,
mm-hmm.
because of how the microphones were set up. So there's your behind the scenes stuff. Good morning. It's fucking cold out.
It is.
It's 22. Relax your
face. But I love the snow. I know everyone hates it. I totally am okay with it.
My middle finger's right at you.
Yeah, no.
Do you watch Westworld a little bit?
A little bit. Not so much lately.
What's the Spanish guy's name? Lorenzo? Yeah.
The guy from Hunger Games.
Is he? I didn't see Hunger
Games. Yeah, he was in Hunger Games. He wrapped a copper wire around a big tree and it was struck by lightning.
It's a smart idea.
Yeah.
If you're,
you probably want to get the distance thing right from you to the tree.
Motherfucker.
That didn't work out as planned.
Yeah, that was probably the math he didn't get to.
Yeah.
You actually, I'll respond to your text right now. You need Philip's Instagram?
Yeah. So I don't know how I started talking about it. I was like, how do I not have his Instagram? I don't have my phone.
I left my phone at home.
I'm naked.
He put it on.
I looked like. Under everything that was like Big Dick Daddy, like what would it be under?
Thirsty.
Searched, yeah.
Thirsty 419.
He put it on private and he changed it. I don't know what this means. We'll have to ask him next time, but it's 8Glass_Kingdom7. That's some code.
Yeah.
8Glass_Kingdom7.
Was he born in 87?
Oh, yeah. That is, yes, there you go.
Narrow that down.
Well done, Sherlock. I didn't send you the most recent one. And I can't believe after us having this discussion last week, and every reasonable person I asked, I was like, does this look sexual? They're like, yes. He posts another one. Do you want to see it for the sake of...
Is it please, the underwear
yes.
shot?
Yes.
Depends. Yeah. Do you call...
And he showed it to me the other day at work, and I was like,
"What is he doing?"
I didn't even see that.
I showed you this.
No, you showed me the other one.
Do you want to look? You want to take a? Oh, you don't have your phone. I was just saying you want to take a picture of it.
Yeah.
Did you talk about this with Rebecca at work afterwards?
I didn't. No, because she knows Philip really well. So I was like, "No." I was actually talking to my friend last night, Erica, and I was like, "Oh my god!" I was like, "I keep forgetting. I have to show you because it just makes me laugh."
I just like pictures of my body.
Right. And just, that's great.
Yeah,
put it on a coffee table book.
But other people can't see that.
Exactly.
I would love to see the, just like I see so many women complaining about the inappropriate message they receive, I'd like to see Philip's direct messages to see the inappropriate message he is inevitably getting.
Yeah.
And it's horrible. Is it different for a dude? I mean, would we be saying this to him if he was a girl, like posting those kind of pictures?
Yeah.
Would we?
Same stuff.
But the backlash would be unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, you can't judge me for what I wear. I'm just putting it up there because I like my body, blah, blah, blah. All the same things that Philip said that we all know is crap.
I'm not judging you, and I'm not absolving
right?
men as a gender from sending inappropriate messages. But when you put this stuff out, and this is not like she was asking for it when it comes to some kind of assault. That's physical contact. Like, this is a lot. There's a lower bar to cross to contact somebody with this.
It makes me feel better that it's private, I guess. He has to, like, approve you to follow
him.
Yeah,
but now, I mean, it... just recently went private, and look, I had an old country ass relative, and he has one of the best sayings I'd ever heard in my life, and it goes like, you put shit on a stick, you gonna get flies. Like, that's what that is.
Yeah.
You know?
Cause
his again, milkshake will bring all the boys to the yard.
We should be able to be as free as we'd like, but
totally didn't see the ass picture. That's why that's
neither
even,
did I.
Yeah.
Neither did I.
I thought I showed. Like,
no, you showed me the
package.
It's
the laziest underwear company.
They forgot to put a butt in your underwear.
Tyler, you forgot the ass on these. Man, you know it's been a long week. Yeah, I got the crotch part right. Like, let's just roll those out at half off.
It's so funny.
You use that voice, and Ashley wanted to talk about issue one. And we won't go into the weeds of politics here, but after the other day, and granted, everything rises to the top during an election season, during election week, and you know I love living here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think you believe me when I say that. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. It is stunning to have seen some of the results of the election in the area and then statewide, to know that both of us, and Ashley, I think you to a degree as well, but Dee and I, we're avid about these things. We're ardent with these things. It's amazing that it's a very red place with a now red governor, mm-hmm. with a lot of, like, this is where Trumpism might be its strongest, and a lot of people like their guns, and yet somehow I have found a way to thrive here.
Yeah, and it's really not, it's not that. It's not the gun thing. It's money. It's the economy.
Yeah.
I mean, money trumps everything.
Yeah, you're right.
Pardon my words, but when people are doing well, or they're doing better than what they were doing before under a previous administration, they don't care about all the crazy stuff that's being said, mm-hmm. or all the other things that are doing, because you know what they care about? Whether or not they're going to keep their lights on.
Yeah.
The stuff that goes on in D.C. affects them not a nair bit. But you talk about local elections, and people say, hey, we're going to continue the programs that we did that makes this, that's making our economy go and go and go. People are going to get behind that. And issue one, there's a handful of words that you can put into any kind of proposed bill that'll guarantee failure.
Like,
heroin, cocaine, racism. Like,
they didn't put that one in
no,
there.
No, but when you put, like, they're like, hey, we're going to decriminalize heroin. People are dropping dead in this state.
Yeah.
You're crazy when you say that.
Were you for or against it?
I was against it.
I voted for it.
The problem behind it is that everyone looked at it as, oh my gosh, they're going to take F4s, F5s, they're going to decriminalize it. They're just going to be put back in the system. They can send them to get help. However, they were taking the funding from the actual court system that has to process all those things still. They're still going to get arrested for it. It's just saying, hey, instead of going to jail, you have the option to go do this. You don't have to. We can't make you. But they still have to pay for all that. Like, the court system still has to work through that. So taking the funding from the court system is just going to make everything longer and more delayed. And they're going to sit in the other courts and the other jails while they're waiting to find out that, just kidding, you can go home. Or you can attempt to get treatment.
I had no
That's
idea.
My problem.
I was very surprised that it got slaughtered the way it did. Oh, yeah. It was like a 2-1 vote against. And
I guess say that's why Richard Cordray lost.
Really?
Yeah, because of his support for issue one.
I was for it simply because I'd rather give those people a chance.
But it's not necessarily giving them a chance.
But it gives them the option rather than going to jail, because a lot of people voted possibly against it. Like, they didn't read the fine print like you did.
Yeah.
And I guess for the advocates of this was really just the first jab in a very long fight.
Yeah.
So, and after I read that, I was like, okay, now it makes sense. I didn't think it was going to be such a slaughter that it was. A lot of people voted against it, I think, because they thought, well, I don't want my tax money to going to help these people.
I don't think that was it at all.
Your tax money,
a lot of the other levies that were reflective of that kind of stuff that would help passed.
Except for the Sylvania ones.
I mean, that's not my problem.
So, well, I know, but like, but that was
See?
All for.
I mean, that's a different. It's just a different kind of person. Sylvania versus Toledo, and what maybe we see as our needs are different from what Sylvania sees as their needs.
D, I'll use your example in another way. Of it's always about money. It always is in any election. It trumps the big issues that everybody gets into Twitter fights over, because we all say, as both local business owners, you know, I shop local, I eat local, I buy local. But you go to Walmart because it's cheaper.
I hate
a lot
Walmart
of times.
And I don't. I go to Target, though.
Mm. You know my point, though.
You can find me in about $150 later.
Right. But, yeah. you know, taking part and buying like local and organic and all that stuff, it's great. We know it's the right thing to do, the better thing to do. But at the end of the day, our bank account makes our decisions for us.
And like, I was, and maybe I just cut, I had my head in the sand, but I was watching the news and they're like, polls are saying that healthcare is America's number one concern. And I'm like, I haven't heard, like, was I just hanging out around the wrong people? Because nobody, nobody was talking about healthcare. Everybody was talking about jobs and the economy.
Yeah.
Everybody was talking about that, but nobody was talking healthcare. And this is where I think maybe Donald Trump has a little bit of thinking to former President Barack Obama, and that is people have now grown accustomed to the shittiness of healthcare. Yeah. It has been like this for a long time.
Yeah.
So now they're just like, eh.
Can't change it.
Can't fix it. It is what it is. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
You know?
You've accepted that this is your portion that you're going to pay, and that's what it is.
And you're going to get drilled by high costs, which he said he wanted to rein in, but he is erratic, so... And one political thing that I am now truly irritated by, and I spend a good portion of my day on Twitter, when people are shocked and appalled and use the line, this is just so unpresidential. He's not going to change.
He's never been presidential. I know.
Never.
They'll never go like this. They're like, well, he's just not respecting the office. He isn't like he hasn't respected the office, and frankly, nobody cares.
Yeah.
I mean...
Some people do.
No.
Some people who like to take the fight
majority,
to him do.
A majority of this country does not care about how he... Look,
that's
we all
he,
know...
We all knew it was going to be
We all know that he had an affair with at least two women. One a porn star, one a Playboy model. Mm-hmm. And he lied about them. Nobody cared.
Yeah.
Nobody cared. We all know that when the House... When the Democrats take over the House, they're going to subpoena his tax records. They're going to. We're all going to find out that he's not worth the billions of dollars that he said he was. No one cares.
Yeah.
No one cares. As long as you do what you do and people are happy with it, nobody cares about the extracurricular stuff.
Not that stuff.
You know? And it's just how it is. Look, I would never hang out with R. Kelly. But I Believe I Can Fly is one of my favorite songs. I'm not a big fan of Chris Brown when he's hanging out at the YWCA. But Kiss Kiss is on my playlist. You know?
Yeah.
And to think about it, I put this in my epic talk the other day because there's an article I go back to all the time. It was written about six years or so ago. It was in the Atlantic, and it was talking about So 6 years ago was Obama-Romney. It talks about an election 8 years prior to that, which was Bush and Kerry. Talks about how everybody gets their underpants all bunched up when it comes to an election cycle, presidential election cycle. And we all hear all the threats, regardless of who you're looking at. I'm moving to Canada. And then they do the studies and the research afterwards, and they realize nobody really goes to Canada.
Especially after you see those anti-immigration commercials that Canada has about Americans.
I think
we were Mexican.
Here comes that caravan of Americans over the Ambassador Bridge.
There's thousands of people from Jersey walking towards the Canadian border.
Get your guns over there.
They're coming for our medicine, our socialized medicine.
Yeah, and our moose. They all want our moose.
And everybody forgets that, like, to your point, like, little of that stuff that we really argue about never actually affects us. Like, we have to remember more mundane things. Like, I have to get a nail clipper today at Kroger. Did I remember the tape measure to go over to the condo? Like, our life is more mundane than that. My biggest issue with him is the things that he incites. Because his governance, if he's doing any, isn't that harmful. I did read that, I read in The Blade yesterday, that some of these tariffs, this tariff war he started, it's going to jack up the prices for appliances I have to buy in the upcoming weeks. Mm-hmm. But really, at the end of the day, he hasn't done anything to affect anybody's day-to-day life. And I'm not overlooking racism or misogyny or patriarchy, but for like me getting to and from work every day, shit's about the same for a lot of people.
Yeah, but you know what? Unfortunately, it's not the same for soybean farmers. Unfortunately, it's not the same for anybody who uses steel in this country to produce a product. Unfortunately, it's not the same for people in the automotive industry now who are worried about how much they're going to have to, how much those imported parts are going to cost. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, that'll be pushed off. And that was always my thing with the car, and any place where anywhere anything is made cheaply. Guess what? That's great. We'll have more jobs here. That's awesome. Good Americans at work. Guess what? The Americans who are working there and buying that stuff are going to have costs increase. So, like, people don't. It's very short-sighted. But besides that stuff, yeah. I don't know what he's done to really affect anybody's life, other than inciting a lot of angry white people.
Well, that's
a problem.
Honestly, that's a problem, and I know it's unfortunate because the economy is so strong that people are willing to overlook these kind of things, where they're like, "Well, it's not going to happen in my community," but he has empowered white racist men. And to an extent, some women to be overtly racist now.
Yeah.
To where it was a point where they were covertly racist, where they'd sit in their houses and they'd talk about those people and they'd go, you know what? I don't know what I would do if one of those people moved into my neighborhood. Now they feel like it's okay to say it out loud because now other people are like, yeah. And like, it's okay to call the cops on a black person sleeping in a lounge room, or it's okay to like keep somebody who's of color out of an apartment building that they live in. And you would never, ever in the past have seen that kind of behavior, ever, you know? And because people knew there'd be some kind of backlash. But when you have a president who says there's good and bad people on each side, you know, you're like, so there's a racist who's like, man, I hate black people, but bro, you took it over the top with that calling the cops thing. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
And
it's,
I realize
not, that, it's not. It's not apples to apples at all.
I realize it's tied together. His lack of presidential regality is that directly. Like, he doesn't do anything governance-wise. He does his damage on Twitter.
But it's hard, though, like, to, like, for the people that I've had conversations with like multiple times, and then to hear them start talking, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, are you talk, like, they're saying things that I'm like, A, I had no idea you were this person. And so now, like, what makes you think I'm going to agree with you that you just want to start spouting out this like racist, insane bullshit? Like, at what point did you think this is a conversation she looks like I could have with her? Mm-hmm. I mean, I had to get up last night and walk away, and my eyes were like big, like, what the fuck is even happening right now? I had no idea. None.
My good friend Stick did radio with us. Like, he's a big Trump guy, and I love Stick. I've known him for half my life now. But he supports Trump, and it's hard for me. Like, this isn't like you supported Romney, who was part of Bain and cost us a lot of jobs, or George Bush and the war was a problem. Like, this is like supporting somebody who won't denounce Nazism. Yeah. Like, that
I think that's the hardest part of all the election. I mean, like, my very good like friends, like, it was hard to even want to talk to them, even like different parts of my family. I'm like, I feel like I can't even be myself because you now to me are like some weird stranger evil person that I had legit no idea. Like, those types of things were never even said in front of me for me to believe that you were that person. And it's hard to compartmentalize like the support for him and that, like, the chances that you're an ignorant racist.
I was so unenthused about the gubernatorial race. And I'm sorry that we're like neck deep here in politics, but whatever.
Not what I had planned for my Saturday.
What do we have to look forward to with DeWine?
A bunch of the same.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to change anything. I mean, he talked a lot of shit about rolling back Medicaid.
That's not coverage.
He talked about it, but that's not going to happen.
Right.
The pushback would be unreal.
Yeah.
I think what you're going to see is a lot of what John Kasich put into play when he was the governor. And as long as Mike DeWine does that, and he's not trying to make a name for himself, because, you know, a lot of people are going to put their own stamp on something. As long as he does that, I think he'll be fine.
What you opened my eyes to when we first started doing the morning show together was like, the best thing about Kasich, and it's probably what kept him from getting further into the presidential race, was he was for Ohio, not a side or a party. And while I didn't agree with everything he supported, you're never going to do that. But like, he cared about people that lived in the state, and I hope DeWine does the same thing.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't think anybody goes out for these kind of jabs to be the most destructive force known in human history.
Except for the one that won the highest office on the planet.
Even him, he doesn't, he's not specifically going out to do a bad job.
It's his narcissism.
It's just who, he's got character issues that shade what he does. If you took all of the crazy shit away that he said, if he was as compliant.
You're talking about the Trump now?
Yeah.
Okay.
If he was as compliant as like any other traditional political candidate, we'd all be loving him right now.
Yeah, because the economy is great.
Because the economy is great.
Yeah.
You know, those are the things. We finally, I guess, reached a point in this country where people have seemed to realize that you don't have to be a good person to do a good job.
Right.
You know?
Well, especially...
Where they've been able to separate those two things.
I can compartmentalize these things, like when it comes to athletes, because I know that they might let me down personally, kind of like what we talked about last week.
I'm not going to have a spelling bee with Tyson.
When
I loved watching him box.
That would be really fun.
It would be fun.
I would like to listen to
him. When he, I guess, snapped again for the second time in a week or whatever at a black reporter, and people were, again, my ecosystem is Twitter. Sorry about that. He's like, there he is. He's a total racist. I'm like, well, he also whacked Jim Acosta out of the White House. I'm like, I don't think he's a racist or a white supremacist. I think he cares about one thing, himself, and I think his behavior comes off as anything ending in IST.
I would say there's a soupçon of racism.
Okay.
Yeah.
With the man, you know, just a hint, just enough to flavor the cream.
When he said he forgot Little John, did you guys hear about this?
No.
Somebody asked him the other day. Little John, I guess, was on a season of The Apprentice, and I didn't watch it. But he said he didn't know who he was, and people were like, that's just his racism telling him to black out a block. I'm like, no, I think he was so infatuated with himself after the season was over, he moved on back to who he was.
His whole life, I mean, honestly, he's grown up rich to assume that in the times that he grew up with all that money, that he had seen any kind of minority who was on an equal footing as he was, even as a child. I'm sure the only people of color he ever interacted with were people who were providing a service for either him or his family. So to go through your entire life and looking at people of color and always associating them with some type of service to you, it makes it very difficult as an adult and as things change, for you to now look at them as equals. All rich people do that.
Yeah,
It's a people thing and a money thing, because you are treated differently when you have money. It's been like that forever. His entire life has been like that. I read something in the newspaper that said he was making, at the age of 7, with all the stuff that his father had put in his name and given him, at the age of 7, he was making $200,000 a year. At 7.
Yeah, that's incredible.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
What do you tell a 7-year-old?
No allowance this week?
Who's making double what the average, I mean, quadruple what the average American was making.
Yep.
You know? How is he supposed to grow up normal and mm-hmm. have any kind of moral compass?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you guys, speaking of black people,
Jesus,
do you want to go see Donald Rawlings tonight? It is one of the great stories of our time together.
It is one of the great stories. I mean, he still hates you deeply.
Yeah.
Deeply.
You know the story.
No, I don't.
You want to tell the story again?
Okay. Are you not familiar with Donnell Rawlings? He shot to fame on the Chappelle Show.
Okay.
And he played a cat by the name of Ashy Larry. And, you know, it was just a very stereotypical thing. But he grew to some kind of prominence.
Okay.
Well, when Dave Chappelle lost his mind and ran to Africa to punch zebras in the face, he left Donnell Rawlings here.
Take him with
and,
him.
Yeah, Donnell was like, you know, what am I gonna do now? I'm a stand up, so I'm gonna do big time stand up things. And I'm gonna really, you know, tell everybody I used to be Ashy Larry on the Chappelle Show. Well, he came in to do this show one day.
Oh, gosh. I'm already
because that's what we get.
Yeah.
And it was in the early days of, I would say, the infancy of Eric's humor. like he was new to the humor.
It has developed, yeah.
Yeah, he was new to the humor game.
Wasn't
he
that bad.
He was like a... He was like an Amish kid on what was that? What do they do when they go out?
Rumspringa.
Yeah.
Wait. Are you saying I was new to black comedians?
Yes. And what? and racially
the black
insensitive.
Guy won't say it. Yeah.
Like so, like he said,
you know Candy Rain, but you don't know black comedians.
Yeah.
That's not
going to
work out.
So he goes. So all of a sudden, this interview is awkward from the jump.
Yeah.
And Donnell Rollins, I think, picked up a pencil. And then Eric goes, "Are you stealing my pencil?"
I think I was more like, "Can I have that back?"
Yeah.
And he looked at me like I took his last nickel.
Yeah. He was like, "Bro,
the white man has taken my money
and
yet
my
again.
Pencil." And then things just went south. Like it just went
over a pencil.
Like, yeah. That was the flashpoint. It was literally as if Barry had gone back in time, tried to save his wife, brought a pencil back, and created Flashpoint.
So that segment of the interview was uncomfortable. And then we get to the break, and we'll pick it up there.
And then he went off. He went crazy, didn't he?
He went out in the hallway.
And was like,
I was sitting in the studio, and you went out in the hallway as well, and you heard a lot of N-words.
Oh, yeah, he called that. Yeah, that was the first time I'd ever heard Eric called the N-word. Like
a lot.
And I was like,
a lot.
And that's when I knew he had arrived.
Yeah.
And I was like, he was like, I was like,
He comes back into the studio because we would do two segments and he just wouldn't answer any of the questions. And I think he threatened to shoot me.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He threatened to shoot
like
him.
I feel like I slightly remember this.
And then, like, as time went on, like, we'd had other comedians into the studio. Yeah. And then one of Donnell's friends comes in. And Chase says to him, "Hey, did you text Donnell and tell him where you're at?" And the dude texts him, and he goes in Toledo at the radio station. Da 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 da. And Donnell Rawlings sends back a gun emoji.
Yeah. And it might have been like that N-word.
Yeah.
Oh my god. So I mean, at least you like made a mark and he remembered. Because I mean you would think like you do so much shit you're not gonna remember.
Like I guarantee you, if he would have walked into the Funny Bone tonight, like there would be that connection of hatred.
You'd think I'd walk in there like a plantation owner or something.
Oh my god, I want you to go now.
No, I texted Rick. I was like, I mean, I'm glad this story resonates so deeply. I was watching a movie last night called Unsane.
Okay.
Did Jay Farrow ever visit us? Did he come in once?
No.
I feel like he did.
No.
I thought he came in once.
What had happened was one of Jay Farrow's friends came in, and then during a break, called Jay.
Okay.
And a young lady who I got all like
Megan. We can say Megan. Was
okay,
Megan?
Yeah, she got all starstruck, went outside, and was like, "Oh my god, you need to come to Toledo just so I can."
That's right. That's right.
Oh gosh.
You know. So yeah, it was like I'm like, but that's how that's the only.
There's some of the comedians that came through, I'll see in movies and whatnot. I'm like, did he come by or not? And I'd always forget. And Jay Farrow is one of those ones that I was 50-50 on.
Yeah.
I watched Hard Boiled is not on Netflix.
It's not. That's too bad.
The Raid. The
great quickly. Kung Fu movie.
Oh, I heard you talking about it. Yes.
Yeah.
I listened.
Did you see The Raid?
Does it have Chow Yun-Fat in it?
No.
Then no.
He's one of the actors. He was the bad dude in the night. Well, the actor Ico something. He's in this. Actually, both actors from The Night Comes for Us were in this. There's a sequel, and apparently it's also like Headshot. Do you know that one? Need to watch that one.
I went through a period where I was watching a lot of, God, what would you call that?
Modern Bruce Lee movies?
Asian action films with guns. I went through like, I want to say a year of just like submersing myself in. I was like, and then I would get all like hipstery around people. I'm like, You're not aware of Chow Yun-fat? Well, my friend, wait till he bursts on the scene. I'll hate that once it gets popular.
But then the movies are from like
1980. Yeah, yeah. You know, and I'm like...
He's coming. He's nothing coming.
Yeah. That damn Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, boom, one and done.
I was watching this last night. I'm like, is this something... You know how people get freaked out if they watch scary movies before bed? That doesn't affect me, but I'm like, should I be watching this before I go to sleep? Because it's very... The Raid movie is not nearly as brutally violent as The Night Comes for Us. Like, in this movie, this guy took... So there's a meat locker. This guy took a cow femur and stabbed the guy in the chest with it. It was incredible.
Inventive.
I like a guy who can improv.
Yeah.
How's counseling going? Where are we at with marital happiness? Marital bliss.
Marital happiness is a work in progress all the time. Counseling is, you know, some days you just like, I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Like this show.
Like, I'm just going to be like, you know. But I go to my own, and I go to, you know, marriage counseling. So I'm pretty, like, I would say I'm in therapy like twice a week, you know. And it's I don't know. I don't know exactly what it's supposed to do. I told my therapist Thursday when I had my appointment, I'm like, I don't know what this is all supposed to do.
That's like are you like learning tools? Like to yeah. like, is it like you should react this way?
Well, it's a lot of like, reframing really how you look at things and
reframing.
And reframing. Yeah. That's a very catchy word. I see that's like likes to be thrown around in therapy is reframing, changing the way you look at something.
Yep.
And then providing you with I didn't know this, rules to fighting, and we got Kara and I got into a fight over the rules to fighting.
Oh Jesus!
Because I was like I felt like she wrote out this list, and so now they're plastered all over the house. You know the rules of fighting. Yes, so you can see them like three billboards outside of whatever the shit town that was.
Missouri.
Like there's like in the bathroom.
Yeah, Ebbing. Or there's Ebbing. One on the door, the cabinet in the kitchen. Boom.
More like gym rules at Planet Fitness.
Yeah, exactly. Please re-rack your weights and no grunting.
Will you go down the rules to make sure Ashley is abiding by them?
Well, I'm probably not, and I probably care a lot.
And here's the thing.
Let's go.
Yeah. The first rule is that you both have to agree to have the argument.
The bell rings.
Like you can't just all of a sudden go, guess what we're doing today, bitch. We're fighting.
So you have to like schedule a time. Like, well, no, I'm gonna meet you 1:30 in the kitchen.
You have to like if it comes up, and when it comes up, you both have to go. Okay, we're gonna talk about this. If one says no, then you have to respect that choice and know that that argument is not going away.
Yeah,
you're just not having it right now.
Okay,
like a hockey fight. Like
putting it on the side burner.
If the other dude doesn't want to drop his gloves, you can't have a fight.
Yeah. So, the second...
I don't agree with that, but that's fine.
Oh, okay, well, you are... Listen to to the wise man.
Yes,
The second one is that you're allowed to pause the argument. At any time, any of
like
the
an
people... Yeah, any of the people who are engaged in the argument, if at any point say, hey, I want to just stop this right now, I need a minute, then, yes, it's a pause, it's not a stop.
Yeah.
Just know that, like... this argument is going to continue whenever you come back.
Okay.
And you cannot follow that person into another room and continue the fight because you feel like, I don't care about your pause button.
These truly are like boxing rules.
Is there like a rule where like you can't say something while you're walking away because then I could like punch you in your back of your head?
No.
Okay.
Like you should keep your mouth shut. It's basically once you hit the pause button.
But if you're walking away and saying something, I'm going to be like, what the fuck did you say?
Yeah, I know that. And that's another thing. You
can't
know,
do that either.
Because that's what you're doing. You're just like poking. You're just trying to, the way I understand it is, you know, you take your shot and you run. It's like sniper fighting.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that either, right? That makes sense.
And then you can't say always and never in an argument.
Okay.
Because those are usually always and never true.
True, yeah.
Because... like the way it was explained,
there's a lot of weight in those words.
Yeah, because if you forget to take out the garbage one day, and then that's that one day, and then you say to somebody, "Did you never take the garbage out?" Well, that's not true.
Yeah.
There's times that he's taken the garbage out. And so what you're saying is kind of, you can't fight always and never.
Yeah.
And the third one?
It seemed like three.
I think there's four. Always and never, pause button, and always and never. And you have to stay on topic. You cannot bring stuff up that happened like 6 years. You have to argue or have your argument
relevant to the times
about what you're arguing about now. You can't go, well, back in 85, remember when you broke that lane? Whoa. Yeah. I got all my prep for this argument.
Actually, do you abide by any of these with Kevin? Will you moving forward?
Probably no and no. I don't even care to fight anymore.
Yeah,
and that's like a thing I'm allowed to say. But like, I don't even want to do this. We're good.
And it's really like, it's kind of crazy because, like, there's a lot of feeling. Like I'm very. And that was a thing that I couldn't, like, I had to like wrap my mind around because, like, I told her, I'm like, feeling ain't fact.
Yeah, like you can, I feel very logical.
Yeah, like so, you can feel.
Wow, that's the most confusing thing I've ever heard said.
Yeah, like you can feel a certain type of way, but you could still be wrong.
Right.
Like, and that was the thing. It was how a person perceives it. You have to look at them and understand that their perception of it may not have been how you put it out there, but it made them feel a certain kind of way, and until you acknowledge that, you really can't get past any of the other stuff.
Would you remove the word or the phrase "I feel" as well, and replace it with like "I am"?
No,
feel upset. No, you have, I am upset.
You have feel right. Because being, you have to understand that it's a feeling, and you have to acknowledge that feeling, and I was, you know, I'm like, look. I understand that, and it was a hard, hard thing for me to accept because I was just, I'm like, feelings are okay, feelings are good.
Is it like I feel sad, I feel mad, or is it like I feel like I hate when you do this?
No, it's, you
that's
can't,
that's not a real feeling.
Like, you can't attribute it to actions, you have to attribute it to, like, the situation that
it's in. Like,
what
your heart's telling you.
Like, you know, because you could be angry that, like, he cut the grass a certain way.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not about him cutting the grass. It's you're angry about how he did it, or you know what I'm saying.
Have they talked about, or has the therapist talked about? Maybe it's too early. Like, is that the hill you want to die on? Like, is this really is the grass getting cut that way? Is that really what's bothering you, or is that something that there's something else underlying, or you just need
there's
to move on from that?
Yeah, there's always if you're talking about the grass. Yeah,
because I will say. Last week when Karen and I were going through our second session of counseling, I brought up the fact that it irritates the dog shit out of me that she leaves food in dishes and puts them in the sink, or that she'll just stack dishes up in the sink and not put them in the dishwasher. And I'm like, at first it seemed like it was, because I had brought it up a couple of times and then saw no movement on it. So then it got personal.
Clearly not a big deal.
Yeah, but it was to me.
Right.
Because then I felt like it was some kind of slight.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she was like, you have to understand, like, you know, you explain it to them as like, you know, do you do this because you want to say, ha-ha, I did it? Or do you do it because you really want to go, like, I know this is going to make, you know, my spouse or my mate happy, so I'm gonna knock this out because I know it brings them stress. I know it brings Kara stress when I don't pick up my clothes. So I've been very, very trying to be in the moment when it comes to things like that. How I frame things when I talk to the rat. Oh, and that's Cohen. You know, I used to say, hey, bro, if you do this, you know how pissed off she's going to get. Like, you don't. Like, that was poor framing for me because I was trying to motivate him through a negative reaction from his mother's behavior. Yeah. And that wasn't a good thing.
Okay.
So what I had to do was, hey, bro, you know, you pick this up, this will make your mom happy. We all want to see mommy happy.
Yes, we do.
And it's not because the alternative is bad.
Right.
We just want to make mommy happy.
Positive motivations. Has she done anything with the dishes?
No, I do them.
So she still stacks them up?
Yeah, but you know what? I looked at them and I'm like, they're dishes. It takes me the amount of time that it takes me to get worked up and angry over the fact that they're there. I could do it myself and save myself a lot of that stress and anger.
I don't think she was doing it with the intent to upset you. It was just her habit.
Yeah, she just has an aversion to dishes.
Okay.
And I was like, well, you should get over that aversion because I have an aversion to dishes in the sink.
Right.
So my aversion trumps yours. So fix this.
But there are deeper underlying issues.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just what you wind up arguing about. Yeah. No one should lose a relationship over dishes.
This, you know what I find, and I would like to think that we're probably like an average couple. When we would fight, we would do a lot of tit for tat. You know, hey, you said this, but then you did that, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, well, you did this, and oh, yeah, well, you did that. And so it was like a never-ending, you know, why do your feelings matter now when you told me my feelings don't matter? And, well, blah, blah. And so it was very, we were fighting to win and not fighting to understand.
Well said. When I was in my brief relationship, you want to make a joke? Go ahead.
No.
Oh.
Listening.
Yeah.
This the way person.
You say it, my brief relationship.
I have disdain for it now.
I know.
Yeah, I bet. Probably the reason why he had to move.
Yeah, exactly.
You just like couldn't. You,
I stumbled across one more again.
Band-Aid.
There are, when I unpack the place, I'm going to find shit. And my neighbor said I can ask him for his help. It was something that I wasn't used to. And again, it's a menial little thing. There would be plastic cups left places, oftentimes with like leftover drink in them. And be like, oh, I didn't leave that. And it wasn't, they weren't all over, but they'd be in places that I wasn't accustomed to because I always lived alone. But it was one of those things I trained my mind, like, this is not a big deal.
Yeah.
This is not something, like in the past, I might have been like, this person has deep character flaws. And it was my out. But this time it's like, that's not worth it. So.
Oh.
I hate cups being left. And then like the random day that I'll leave like a Diet Coke can, the argument will be, well, you left a can out. Well, motherfucker, I clean them up every morning so I can leave my own can out is what happens there.
Yeah, you like, can.
Yeah. What'd you say?
But I pick them up.
Yeah.
So I can.
Yeah, I can because I'm the one that's here this morning. Dude,
yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. I have made a couple of parenting mistakes and I will completely admit that. There are days where, you know,
he eats pizza for breakfast.
Yeah, or he has a sucker. But it's never just a sucker for breakfast. Like in the morning, I'll give him a sucker and then I'll make him breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, like eggs, toast. He eats. I'm not saying I feed this boy nothing but a just diabetic
let's start
diet.
Start the morning off right.
Yeah.
Here's your sucker.
So this is when I knew it was fucking fucked up. He goes, like, Kara didn't go to work yesterday. And so usually she's out in the morning and I have the boy. It's our routine. Well, she was home. The boy woke up. I come downstairs and he at 3 years old, he tiptoes into the kitchen. And then he goes, Daddy. Daddy. And I'm like, what? And he goes, can I get a sucker? First of all, bitch, you whispered it. So you know the dynamic has changed in the house.
Yeah.
You know it has.
Yeah.
And I looked at him and I went, bro, I don't think that's happening today. And then hell broke loose.
Yeah.
Like, you would have thought he lost a leg in a door. He went from 0 to 100 in a half a second. And
that little secret breakfast is now
and
ruined.
Now, and so my wife's relaxing. Yeah, my wife's relaxing moment has been ruined by a baby who is screaming for candy at 6:30 in the morning. And then her attention went to me. And she went, look here, motherfucker. I am tired of feeling like I am fighting this battle. And she's screaming at me. And I'm pointing at the sign. I'm pointing at the sign. And I'm like, hey, will you please not come at me like this? Yeah. We've discussed. And she's like, fuck you. And it went crazy. And then.
Because you give him suckers?
Because I gave. Yeah. Because she didn't say I give him. What she said was, I feed him candy every morning. And that's all he eats. And then she threw in, like, I walk in the door, he's on his iPad, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then she said, I don't want him turning out like Connor. Everybody heard that, right? Right? What she meant to say was his video game playing.
But she generalized.
She threw him, she just threw his name in there.
Yeah.
And I went, okay, listen up. There's a lot worse things that that boy could turn into than a 12-year-old who's a straight-A student, who's in the marching band, who plays, who's in karate,
yeah,
and plays video games.
Like every other kid.
Yeah. I'm like, so to say, and she was like, first of all, and then she was like, you're twisting it. And I'm like, I'm telling you what I heard.
But,
and
yeah.
I understand, but when you say that, it means that there's something lacking in that boy in some regard. I said, if we're going to talk about Cohen and his screen time, then we keep it about him. Don't put my other son's name in your mouth when you're talking about that.
The better phrase, but when you're emotional, your mind doesn't work like this logically and with words. I don't want him turning into Connor being addicted to video games, as opposed to, I don't want him being Connor, which opens up everything.
Yeah, and my whole thing was, even if he does play a lot of video games, this boy has earned it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Is she texting you because she knows you're talking about him?
He has done everything that is required of him to continue the lifestyle that he enjoys. I said, had any of those things suffered, guarantee you, he would not be playing video games as much as he does. But the boy brings home straight A's.
Yeah.
The boy's in the marching. Yeah, he sent me a picture of a letter a teacher wrote just saying how great of a kid he is.
That's awesome.
And your I went, and you're not getting paid extra for that. That's just a random letter. There's no sweetness added to this. Like, I'm into him for like $120 from all the A's.
I'm sure he'll break something to even it out.
I'm really, really pissed off. Like, I made this deal because I thought in no way would he ever live up to it.
Yeah.
I was like, $20. Dude, I was like, yeah, we'll do $20 an A. I'll do $15 a B. C's get nothing. D's, you owe me $2. F's, I take $5.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm walking away with at least $20. And this little ass starts acing everything. Math, history, science, everything. Whew, sends me grade card. I'm like, whose is this? And he goes, it's mine. And I went, no, it's not.
Could you see his name on it?
Yes. Damn
that's
it.
Funny.
Yeah. So he's killing it.
Maybe school's easy.
And that's his thing. I mean, he is literally, like, he's, since he was here, has been a great student. He's a great student in Maryland, and he plays a lot of video games. It's something I can accept.
Yeah.
I can accept those things because he's done everything that I've asked him to do.
Well, around that age, like, we all had, like, our little thing we did.
Yeah.
Like, whether it was video games for, like, boys, if it was girls we're playing, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's something that you do all the time.
Yeah. And he was just, and so.
Did Kara learn anything from that fight?
I don't know. I don't know if it's on me to say, like, what she's gleaned from any of these kind of altercations.
Does she like therapy too? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's attendance.
Well,
it's good.
You know, here's the thing. Our last counseling session kind of turned into, hey, what's going on with you? Kind of, it was like, my wife has a lot of anxiety when people come to the house and she hasn't cleaned it, you know, to her liking.
Yeah.
And she's like, she comes in, she's like, this house is filthy. It's a shithole, blah. But it's not. I mean, there's toys on the ground. It's not. There's not.
It's not my house. My house is like
it's just
a toy factory of craziness.
It's literally.
Yeah.
never dirty. And just the way she talks about it, and when she starts cleaning, it brings her even more anxiety that I sit there and I'm like, I'm not doing this. Because when she starts cleaning, she expects me to start cleaning.
And she doesn't say anything. Very much that same way.
She doesn't say anything.
I just say stuff.
She just gets mad because I don't. Yeah. I don't jump up.
Yeah.
And start and go. Oh shit. You know. Oh. And so I was just like, and she, so it, the whole most of the session revolved around, you know, what brings you this kind of anxiety? Why do you feel like this? And you know, it's not. She's like, I know it's not okay. I know, you know, but so, and everything seemed fine until yesterday. When she was like, you're going to throw me under the bus again. And I went, again? And she was like, you know, you do this all the time in therapy. And I went, we've been twice.
All the time. Don't use all.
Yeah. I'm like, for real. let's not get crazy. And I told you after the session that next week we'll talk all about me. Like I said.
And I don't think it's not supposed to be like one or the other.
Because I knew it was.
Like, you just have to take the growth when it comes.
Yeah. It's what comes. And she was just. You know, she feels like, you know, we need it, and she puts a lot of stock into it. It's you know, but she's new.
You have to do your homework in between the sessions.
You know, and I told her, I'm like, these are the moments where, you know, we're supposed to put this stuff into practice. She got mad because I had to reschedule our counseling session because I have an appointment today at 10:30. Now, I've rescheduled this lady like 6 times.
Yeah.
I can't reschedule her again. And I explained that to my wife. And I said, so here's the thing. We have to go either November 20th or the next time it's going to get regular is December 3rd. And she was like, what she heard was, we're never going back to counseling. And I'm like, we're just rescheduling one appointment.
Because
and she goes, and that's how it starts.
Because you have client you keep putting off, and that's money.
Yeah, and it's not even money. It's just the fact that she wants
it's
to
professional.
Yeah, she wants to go over. You know, she wants to know what's going on with her insurance policies and all this other stuff, and Saturdays are the only days that she can do it. I've had other things come up on Saturdays where I couldn't meet her. Today was the day where I was like, I have to.
But it is money. It is a relationship that you have to curate to make sure you keep a client happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that should be understood, but I know that your business has been a part of your marriage strife. Oh, that's a cardinal. I've never seen a cardinal before.
Oh, stop it. Don't
that
be
was
ridiculous.
Beautiful. I've never seen a cardinal before. I've never seen a red bird before. We have great birds here in the area. I know. Non sequitur.
You know what's great about birds is you can see them in other areas, too.
Not like here,
they got
man.
Their own transportation.
They just fucking fly away. You're looking at it, next thing, they go. I love that.
We got some
way
great,
too bright in here, but
yeah, we got some great dinosaurs in the area.
I wish Colin and I would both be elated. Can I ask you? Can I ask for your insight? Mm. Ashley's coming over like in about an hour, or so we're gonna go over. Are you sneaking a little sippy cup? Is it? Are you gonna drink today?
I don't know. I mean, probably today is like a very general statement, but I don't know.
I asked my realtor if we could walk through the condo. So we're going to do that at 10:30 today. I invited Ashley to come over, another Ashley, and maybe my neighbor. Mm-hmm. Because I need some insight on what I can do with this place. And I've begun to look through things that I might like, because I don't have style or taste or never.
You do have style. You do it. I mean, honestly, you do have taste. They may not fall into the norms of what other people do.
No, no.
But if you look around your apartment, we know who you are.
It's not going to be like an Optimus Prime.
But it can be.
Sink faucet. But. I'm thinking, like, I'm looking at a plot. Like, I'll need to get a refrigerator for this place. Mm. What should I be?
Buddy. Sears outlet. Yeah.
Really?
Sears outlet. Yeah. Right now. Especially now.
Like, I look at these things and I see how expensive they are and how nice they are. And I think, I don't need, like, water coming out of it. I don't need it to be Wi-Fi. And it seems like the top
Sears
freezer.
Sears outlet.
Okay. Yeah.
That's where you can get your stove,
everything,
and they have like maybe a ding in the door or something,
sure.
But
Who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah. What else as I like erect this place? And I know it's hard to do not having like seen the place. That's why I want to get Ashley
curtains
in there.
Curtains and blinds. I can't stand it when people don't have curtains or blinds or both. It like is like something that like burns inside my soul. I don't know why.
Really?
It's a weird thing. Yeah.
Dee, what else as you put your house together? What were the things that you were eyeing and trying to create? Like you did a great job with your kitchen.
But that the driving force behind that was Kara. Like and I think the way you go at it will be different because you're doing it just for you.
Right.
Like when I did it, it was, you know, what my wife wants, what my kids want. Hopefully maybe I can eke out a little spot in the house that's mine, which turns out to be the garage.
Basement, right?
No.
Really? The basement's been taken back?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, Connor lives down there now.
When he's home.
Yeah. So his bedroom, like, if I ever want to go in the sauna, I'm going to have to step over a 13-year-old boy to go into my sauna. And then
fancy it.
And then, you didn't know he has a sauna?
No.
Oh,
it was a great. Yeah, when he first got that thing, I was like, you have a sauna?
I know.
So fancy.
It is. It's super fancy.
I don't
fancy.
Understand saunas. I actually hate them. But it's like you just sit in your own sweat and it's hot and then it's like.
Oh, it's so nice.
It's a release.
It's so, I mean.
A release
like
of your sweat.
And toxins and.
Yeah.
And especially.
You need to relax more, maybe.
Especially if, you know, have a couple of cocktails, it opens up your blood vessels and then you're like.
I feel like I would just pass out. Like this fucking shit's hot. I'm dying.
Have you ever been drinking and gotten into a hot tub?
Yeah.
And then
that's fun, though.
They tell you not to.
Like,
yeah.
Wasted.
It's a bizarre kind of buzz.
Like, you're like, oh, that's like two shots.
It's like the hot water is like boiling your blood. And so all the steam is like one of those things where they use to make liquor. And it's just boiling down the rest of your body.
You look like a still.
Yeah. That's the word.
Do you know where I've had
there
those feelings?
Is.
Oasis of elementary school.
Oasis Garden. No, Oasis Gardens up in Ann Arbor.
Oh, you mean tea bags?
What else do I need to?
I mean, look at each room individually. Like what you.
Like, do you already know which room is like that's going to be my bedroom?
There are. You'll see when we get over there. Okay. You go upstairs, and it's like the linen closet, and it's just a small hallway that divides two equally sized bedrooms.
Yeah.
But the one bedroom, or the one room, has a walk-in closet, and there's an actual sink and vanity in that one. So
and
I guess,
a toilet?
No, there's a Jack and Jill bathroom, but there is a sink and vanity in the one room.
And that's itself.
Like a powder room.
So that's the master. And then there's a Jack and Jill that connects them both. So I guess the
so
one...
So you only have one bathroom?
No, there's
bath and a half.
One right? And a half, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't... Like, the kitchen will come as it is. I'm not that person that's looking to have that HGTV kitchen. I've looked at some ideas, and I'm not going to overspend for that. But I think I told you, like, I'd like to have kind of an elegant shower, but that's going to cost a lot unless I can enlist some friendly help and guidance. Mm. Demetrius Nicodemus.
I'll help, bro.
My dad's a tile guy. He probably has stuff.
Yeah. I can put in a toilet, and I can hook up your vanity.
I can totally hook up a vanity too.
But I can't do drainage.
Okay. I can put new shower heads on.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But as far as
I
like laying tile, as far as like, you know, the appropriate grade to make sure that your floor doesn't flood. I'm not
down.
Good at that.
Like,
yeah.
Moving plumbing so
down.
I can have a faucet or a shower head like above me as opposed to that's not you.
Yeah, it's not me.
Okay.
Not me either.
But I can drywall the shit out of it when it's in.
You can drywall. I need a drywaller.
I'm looking forward to seeing what your mind comes up with over at this place, Ashley.
I'm excited. That's like my favorite thing. When I get really, really, really anxious, I just like redesign the setup of my entire house. Like one day I was like, it's 8 a.m. I got to paint this dining room blue because I have it. And I did. Yeah.
I think I'm going to throw away a lot of the stuff where I am now. Making
start
an easier
over.
Move and just kind of start over. But I know with that, I'll have less stuff. And I guess I keep telling myself, this doesn't all have to be done in one day, which I understand. And my style or what I like to create a home will come along the way. Because I can live in a very minimalist way. I mean, part of the reason I've been able to, you know, stack up some money is all I do is buy $13 t-shirts, dog food, people food, and
Yeah.
Pay for Netflix.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think you're the reason DJ Khaled wrote that song. All I do is save, 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 no matter what.
That was all I do was win, win, oh. win.
Got Wrong money song. In the Same bank. Thing. I don't really.
Any other things that happened to you guys over the course of the week? We've covered a great. We hit all my Donnell Rawlings, a little bit of politics, counseling.
Can we talk about girls that hover over toilets? Can you just sit the fuck down? Because I sat in a pee seat twice this week.
What is a pee seat?
Like the girls hover instead of just sitting their ass on the seat.
It's nasty.
And then they just pee everywhere. And then they don't think to like, oh, hey. And I don't think to say, hey, I wonder if someone pissed on the seat. And then you get pee cheeks. And it just really makes me mad. So as a service... That's what I like to talk about. It's happened twice this week, and then it happened to someone last night, and I was so mad.
I don't envy women and how they have to pee, because at least we can stand up.
Yeah.
But yeah, that, I wouldn't. If I were a woman, I would probably hover as well as to not put my flesh on those seats wherever you're doing this.
No, it's just...
Dirty bars?
Sometimes, but it's everywhere. It happened at work. Two times.
Men pee on the seats as well.
Oh, yeah. And it, you know... It,
just sit down.
You like, just understand that, like, it's difficult. Not our fault. Like the design of a toilet and standing above it and pouring a stream into it kind of creates, like, little water explosions. So, like, poosh, like you pee into the toilet and then, like, drop. I've watched it. I'm like, what the hell? And my wife is like, you are just the most inconsiderate. Like she comes at me sometimes like I just go like this, like I just grab it and then just pee all over right. the walls and go woo, and then good. On top of it have the balls to flush the toilet, you know, like you
know? When nothing was in
yeah,
there anyway.
Nothing was in there.
Is Cohen completely
yes.
potty trained?
Yeah,
done. No more diapers.
Oh, he still wears it. He wears a diaper to bed. He doesn't pee in it. My Kara's afraid that as soon as like she puts him in some underwear, like it's gonna be over. I'm like, the only way to find that out is to do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he wears diapers at night, and he wears regular, like, underoo kid pants during the day. And, like, now he's standing at the toilet, so that's pretty fun.
Like, his like, he,
yeah,
hip is
yeah,
dropping
like,
it
yeah, over. He'll just, like, pee in the toilet.
And, good.
Yeah, and now he's, like, he's very insistent on, like, sitting on the toilet while you wipe his butt, which is cool now instead of me. Like walking into the bathroom and seeing this dirty one-eyed cat staring at me.
But since five, it still is like he like pops down and like face down, ass up, wipe
yeah.
my butt, and I'm like, "What are you yeah. doing? You're five. Keep your little butt.
It's like
butt
he's
on
been
the
in,
toilet.
It's like he's been in prison too long. And yeah. too many cavity searches.
You hear it like he's like Diddy.
Yeah.
And you're like, "What? Come wipe my butt.
Yeah. And the best is like usually his iPad's like in his face. Yeah. I'm like, this is just a weird thing.
I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. My mama like swing open the door and there's Tucker's brown eye just winking at her. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Do you remember the old Ice Cube song that said it starts at the prison scene, drop down and give me two good coughs?
No.
Okay. Thought you would know your Ice Cube. Never
I don't
mind.
Know that either.
But I'm glad he's all potty trained.
Yeah.
Does he sleep in his bedroom yet?
No.
Or is that next?
Where's he sleep?
He sleeps with us.
Yeah.
Like right in the middle, like we have a big king size bed, and like he seems to do stuff when he's ready, like he was ready to be potty trained, like he gets up and goes to the bathroom now without having to be constantly reminded, bro, you got to go to the bathroom,
right?
You know, he does things on his schedule. I assume somewhere down the line he's gonna want to sleep in his own bed, but I kind of dig it. I he's funny.
So you get little baby rockets at you in bed. Mm-hmm. I remember when I had a thing that was an issue. Why I was very
baby boners
petrified
oh,
to have
no.
the
he's,
other.
No, he'll tell you. He's oh, like yeah. he's like, oh my god, it is so big.
Yeah,
he's like I'm like what? And he's like, yeah, my weenie is big.
Yeah.
Daddy, look, and it's hard and like. And you're like, dude, that's the coffee table. Like, for real, what are you doing?
I don't understand how men are, like, born to know, like, the naked penis dance. Like, Tucker's never seen Kevin, like, whip it back and forth as fast as he can, like, from side to side.
Thanks for the visual.
But, however, Tucker, like, knows the dance. Or he'll just come out walking around with, like, his, like, baby penis just flopped out of, like, the top of his underwear. And he's like, Mom, ha.
Yeah.
Like you looked.
Yeah.
I'm like, how as a boy do those yeah. things just come naturally?
Like he'll just sit on the couch. Like this is his least favorite thing. Cohen's least favorite thing is to wear underwear.
Yeah, if you follow Karen on Instagram, you know.
And you can
little baby butt cheeks.
Yeah, you can ask him like, "Hey, where are your pants?" And his answer is, "Don't know, don't care."
Was he was painting naked the other or half naked,
sure,
right?
Sure, if that's what you want to call it, painting.
Was he using a brush or his penis to paint?
He sits on the couch with his iPad and he just strokes to the point where like where Kara's like uncomfortable with it.
Yes.
She's like, "Stop it." And he's like, "Yeah." All while watching Peppa Pig.
Are you watching Paw Patrol or Panty Patrol?
I'm like, "Who is this?" And he goes, "That's Dr. Zebra." It's so big, Daddy.
You need to stop. So big. I can't even take it seriously.
And I'm like, "Oh my God. Like, stop it."
You just triggered, for someone listening to this, a parole visit.
Yeah. Like, he is super uncomfortable. Like, he knows it makes her uncomfortable. Like, he's smart. Kara likes to think that sometimes, like, he'll say something, and then she'll call and she'll go, "Hey, the boy said you took him to a restaurant." I'm like, "I didn't take him to a restaurant." "Well, he said you took him to a restaurant." I said, "We watched a commercial for Red Lobster on the television."
He thought he was there.
And he said he'd like to go there.
Yeah.
I was just... make sure you see if you took him to a restaurant. I'm like, "He's three. Are you fact checking me on what a 3-year-old says?"
Although
he also thinks I fly.
That's how?
Because he's three.
He doesn't have the concept of the driving distance. Although, look, if you can get away with having taken him to a restaurant via commercial, that's a cheap way to live.
No. The emotional toll is too much. Because the last thing I need is him to go,
"Red Lobster.
Yeah, Mom, Daddy took me to Hooters." And I never took him to Hooters. "Well, he said you took him to Hooters."
Yeah.
"He saw a commercial for Hooters on the television." Did he see a commercial?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
At some point, after counseling, you'll get through that. And you'll appreciate that, like, you took him out to dinner and didn't spend $40. He just saw a 30-second commercial.
He played with that Hot Wheel.
Yeah.
Have to actually touch.
Like for real. Not happening. Like, he's... And he's not a good side... He ain't a good wingman. The boy flips easier than anything. Like, unsolicited confessions.
Yeah.
Like, "What are you doing?" Hey, like, he knows he's not supposed to have candy. Like, he knows he's not supposed to have his bank.
He threw you under the bus.
And then he, like, lost his mind. And then, and then even when he gets it, he'll, like, grab it and then take it back to Kara and wave it in her face. Like, "Hey, bitch.
Look what I got."
Like, "Look what I got." Yeah. And then he'll go, "Huh," and then walk away. And you're like, that'll get you killed.
He's like an extortionist. Like, does he ever go... Does he ever pick it up and go, "If you don't let me have it, I'm gonna go tell Mom that that you gave it to me"?
Oh, no! But what he will do is my favorite thing that he does is, and I think it's the best part of being a kid, is like, he knows what he wants and what he's not allowed to have, but he just wears he's like, he's got more stamina than I do. He's like, "Daddy, daddy, 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 daddy. I want some juice, Daddy. Dude, you just had a juice box, Daddy. Daddy, I want another juice box. Daddy, Daddy. Dude, you just 10 minutes ago, you had a juice box. Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. I want a juice box. Daddy, Daddy. Bro, I will make you fucking juice." Yeah. Yes. Just stop saying my name.
You want to know what's even worse? Is when you're both in the room and they're going, "Mom, Mom, Mom, can you get me chocolate milk? Mom, Mom." While, like, I'm... like, actually doing something, or I'll be, like, making dinner, and Kevin's, like, sitting on the couch playing a fucking video game.
Oh.
And I'm like, "Oh, your dad's right there, but Mom's, you gotta find Mom."
Dude, he lost his mind. I got a Need for Speed game. I like racing games. And I recently rediscovered my PlayStation 4. And he's like, "Hey, what is this?" And I'm like, "It's a racing game." He's like, "That's awesome." I show him the stuff. I let him crash into a couple of things. Then I buy some cars, some really fast cars, so I can win some races. And then he goes like this. I pick my car, and he goes, "What are you doing?" And I went, "I'm picking my car." "No! No, I don't want that car!" "Well, Oh, I'm glad you don't want it. It's not for you. No! And I'm like,
angry
shakes I'm like,
are the best.
This is not even real. Like, you can't even go outside to see this car. It's only on my car.
Did you pick his car?
Yes.
What a little dickhead.
And I gave him the
what
controller.
A pushover.
I was just like, I can't do that. Like, yeah. I'm like, who taught you to clench your fists and shake like that?
Hasn't he always done that?
That
though?
Is like the weirdest.
The kid rage is so scary.
But where do you learn that? Yeah. Like that, like is it just instinctual? Is it? It makes me wonder. Like, was this something that children did to keep animals from eating them when they were prehistoric times? Like a saber-toothed tiger would come out, no! And then the tiger would be like, "What the shit? Oh my god! I gotta get out of here."
I think it's cartoons. Because that stuff happens in cartoons.
It's weird. Tucker's definitely done it too. Last night it was like I don't even love you because you won't let me play the Roblox. I keep dying in the Roblox and I hate you. And I was like, okay. I'm like, I love you very much. You can try again tomorrow. And he's like, no, I don't like you. I don't even love you. And I was like, okay, great. Take off your pants and get your street clothes out of my bed. Then if you don't love me.
I need to go find a girl with a kid because I'm just participating in these discussions. I need, remember what I said like back in September? I need to go find the kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I blindfold you and walk you down into the basement?
Not with a kid. You can't do that.
I know.
Yeah. Her mom.
Have a good meeting today.
Yeah.
You ready to do some house things?
Yeah. I got to run home and get my phone first.
Okay.
I feel naked.
Go do that now.
Okay.
And then meet me back here.
Sounds good.
Okay.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating, and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.